can you start off with an introduction? Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Okay, hi, I'm Steve Siegel. I am the Senior Research Design Engineer at UMKC Physics Department.
Excellent.
So I have a great job. I get to design and build all this stuff.
That sounds fun.
Not part of my job, but I enjoy going around and exhibiting and watching the light come on in the kids' eyes.
So what started that interest for you?
Oh, when I was a kid going to Chicago to the Museum of Science and Industry. That's what got me started.
Was there a specific exhibit or a specific memory or just reflective of it all?
Just the whole idea. I was always curious, and I'm one of these odd people. I learn by hands-on only.
Sure.
I can read books. Doesn't quite click.
Doesn't stick.
Yeah, but get my hands into it.
Let's put it this way. When I first saw Back to the Future and I saw Doc Brown, I was just like, Dad, why are you on TV?
Awesome.
So you have got a lot of fantastic hands-on exhibits today. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Okay, well, the big one is a musical Tesla coil, which makes sound with arcs jumping through the air, and by turning the arcs on and off at the right frequencies, we can make musical notes.
Awesome.
So the note A440, which is a car horn, basically.
Okay.
We turn the notes on and off, or the arcs on and off, at 440 times a second. Every time arc jumps through the air, it makes a popping noise.
Oh, wow.
So by turning it on and off at the right speed, we can make a musical note. And then I have a computer that controls it and feeds it the information to tell it turn off A, turn on F sharp, whatever.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a musician, so I had to get a little help with that end of it.
No.
So who's done the composition? I've heard some fun things like Mario, Star Wars.
Yes.
Who chose those songs?
I did.
Yeah.
I want to get stuff that gets kids' attention. That's the whole point.
Awesome.
And so we do that. And you can pick this up or not. This might mess with your digital item there.
Oh, yeah.
So there's one spark jumping and making a pop. Now, this is only jumping about an inch, whereas the Tesla coil in a dark room, it jumps 30 inches.
Oh, wow.
And so it gets pretty loud, so they asked me to move it outside. It was so loud in here. I was washing them out. They couldn't talk. And what you just heard was called a Wimshurst machine. It's a static electricity generator that dates back to the 1800s.
Oh, wow.
So it used to be at high society parties. They would bring out new technology.
The conversation piece.
Right. And so people would, and I still do this. My record is 70 people. Have them all stand a circle and hold hands. And we hook them up to that thing. And then we start cranking it. Nobody feels anything. Then we break the circle somewhere and stand there for a few seconds while we're charging them up. And put your hands back together, and it jumps a spark and shocks the whole circle.
Wow.
And so it's explaining a circuit, but the kids all scream, yell, hit the ground, big drama. And they get up and want to do it over and over again.
So it
doesn't really hurt.
Can you tell us a little bit about this machine here that seems to be catching everybody's eye?
The Nerd Attractor.
I love the name, by the way.
Yeah, well,
it's
depending.
It's got a crowd around it.
Yeah, depending on the crowd, I give it different names. But it's kinetic art that I made out of a bunch of surplus equipment, just because I hated to just scrap it. And I said, there's got to be something fun to do with this. So I built this, and it really does get people's attention. And that's the whole idea, is get them over here.
Absolutely.
So depending on the crowd, we'll give it different names. Idiot Attractor, whatever. Or a little more vernacular. I've done this at the First Fridays in Kansas City, which is at the Arts Incubator, which is like a giant street party.
Oh, wow.
So I thought kids were a lot of fun with it, like the Wimhurst machine. No, drunk bohemians are a lot of fun.
The highest degree of enjoyment from those, huh?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your career path to get to where you are today? You mentioned you were curious as a kid about science.
Yes.
Get your composition.
I got this position by luck and knowing the right people.
Yeah.
Sure.
I spent 15 years servicing industrial machinery.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I was traveling three states working on industrial machines, crawling around in metal chips, and
building character.
Yeah. The problem is I missed a lot of stuff with my kids growing up.
Yeah.
Because I was on call and gone.
Sure.
But a friend of mine who happened to be the director of the physics department at the time knew about my abilities because I did all this stuff hobbyist, and I've been doing these exhibits all along. I started doing exhibiting when my kids were in Tiger Cubs.
Oh, wow.
So I started doing it with the Cub Scouts. Like, there's a bicycle generator sitting over there that was built 15 years ago.
Still going strong.
When my son outgrew it. And so I started doing this, and they started calling me to go to grade schools, boys and girls clubs, and things like that. So I've been doing this all along just as a hobby. And so now I've got a job where I get paid to do what I enjoy doing. Awesome. So that's great.
So a lot of kids have been having fun with this bicycle generator and telling us about it. So can you kind of walk us through what's going on there?
Okay. This is the generator is actually a motor, an old DC motor out of an old computer reel-to-reel tape drive.
Oh, wow.
Dating from, I think, the 1960s.
Absolutely.
So I machined the brackets to hold it and ride against the back wheel to spin it, and there's just a regular 100-watt incandescent light bulb on front. It's completely self-explanatory to the kids, you know, sure. And they can feel how much work it takes to light up that light bulb. Now, I'm probably going to have to modernize it here pretty soon and have it switch between an incandescent light bulb and an LED.
Oh, there you go.
And they can get an understanding of how much energy they save with an LED light bulb.
That's a fantastic idea. Yeah. So that leads to a great question. So what's next on the build list? What's currently cooking?
What's currently cooking is the Tesla coil is like a musical instrument in that a trumpet only has pretty much one sound, a cornet has one sound, a guitar has pretty much one sound. So the arcs jumping through the air on the Tesla coil have a particular sound, which is like a distorted trumpet.
Uh-huh.
And we have one sitting over here, is what's called a plasma speaker,
okay,
which takes a continuous arc, and by modulating the current in the arc and vibrating the air around the arc, will act like a speaker. So it'll reproduce any audio you put into it.
Oh, wow.
So you can hear vocals. You can define different instruments. A larger scale of this.
All right.
About the size of my Tesla coil there, in an area this size, would play like a loudspeaker. All done with arcs going into the air.
That's a big endeavor. So how do you start a process like that?
A lot of research.
A lot of research. Where do you look to?
Internet.
Internet, of course.
Yes.
Check out the pools on YouTube and the people that have done it successfully. And
yes. There's one gentleman I've been in contact with, gotten a lot of information and help from, who has successfully done it. And
great.
So I am in the processes of building the circuitry for this. I do all my own circuitry, lay out my own circuit boards, etch them, do the whole thing. And so it's just time-wise a little tight right now. But
sure.
I want to do that. And I'm also building three more of these Tesla coils because I want two of them so I have stereo.
Of course.
And I've got a science museum in Kansas City who's buying two of them from me.
Excellent.
They saw them and loved them. And we got to have some of these.
One thing I like to ask everybody that we chat with is what is one thing that people listening right now can do for you or that you'd like them to do?
This is self-serving and I don't want to say job security, but obviously get kids more interested in the sciences.
Uh-huh.
Because the job security for me when they get into physics and engineering. But no, I have a lot of companies that actually come to me, and what they're finding is that all these kids are going to college and getting degrees and all this, and they're not finding people for the trade industry. So I get a lot of companies coming to me trying to get kids interested in engineering and things like that because they're looking for tradespeople. Right now there's a shortage of tradespeople.
Interesting. So the ask would be sure to explore that as an option and also to be cognizant of that. And
yeah, and you know, the other thing I always say is I love doing this, and if somebody wants to pay my way, I'm glad to come out. I've been to Washington, D.C.
So how can people find you?
UMKC.
Okay.
It's Siegel SF. It's S-I-E-G-E-L.
Okay.
S is in Sam, F is in Frank. At umkc.edu.
All right.
Send me an email.
Send him an email. He's flexible, mobile, and got a lot of really neat stuff. So thanks so much for talking with us, and we'll let you get back to the folks that you have up front there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.